So, you know, the church we're in terms of our conscious level of life, so the goods and truths that we operate from, more obviously, will be framed in a certain way where a lot of ourself is invested in them. So this idea of a new heaven and a new earth is about coming to realize that what has served to a point no longer does. So, but when it was serving, it was the church. You know, it was our church. It's what we're in terms of our sense of the Lord and our understanding of the Lord. Now, it's full of appearances and false. It talks in here about, you know, the falsities being mixed in and all of that. So it's always, the thing is not to put the I am a church, but the I am bit is the misnomer, as I pointed out in that soundbite I sent out. It's all in us, you know, that the all the land is in us and all the nations around it are in us, and it's all there. And that which, where the Lord has us now in this point in our process, is our church. But that will pass as new understanding is gathered through working with truth. So, you know, one thing that stood out here in the comment about the realization of what spiritual good is now, when you practice things that were familiar in the non-practice aspect of the church we were in, even the terms start getting redefined, and they get redefined in the light of a practice as opposed to as just information that we've been given, which is our historical faith, right? So, you know, the concept of charity in this work is, well, it's stated, you know, like it's to shun evils as sins. That's what charity is, because without doing that, it doesn't matter what you do externally, the internal is not aligned. So, you know, so the concept of charity and goodness and all of that has an internal application as much as an external one. And that's a redefining of things so that the internal rules over the external. And there's congruence between the spiritual good, if you like, in terms of this, the moral and the civil levels of good as well. So, but they all serve, and it all depends at which part of the process we're in which area of our life too. Like, it's not like, you know, if we fall into captivity in some Assyrian sort of state or Babylonian state, it doesn't mean everything else is gone now. It means we're in that state and we just have to work through what's needed to be worked through there. But the things that belong within the land are still there too, you know. So it's this idea of not seeing ourselves as one thing or the other, but just be appreciating that it's a process and that there are a multitude of different states that we pass through, and being in any single state doesn't negate these other states that we're not so aware of, that are still holding things together at a deeper level, if you like.